Well, you know, I think alternative media has always been stronger in the States than it is in Canada. And you know, I come out of alternative media in Canada. I was editor of this magazine when I was in my 20s, and you know, we used to sort of obsess about this. You know, why is it that you know, in the States, you've got like really strong alternative publications like The Nation, you have Democracy Now, and in Canada, you know, our alternative press was always so just completely underfunded. And you know, the conclusion that we came up with, or at least you know I did, was that it was actually because we had more media diversity in Canada. You know, here we're talking, you know, about you know the early 90s is the period that I was talking about, where you still had, you know, a couple of lefty columnists in every paper, and you had the CBC, which was a lot stronger than it is now, and having an effect on the whole media landscape. You know, it's not just about how many people listen to CBC radio or watch CBC news. It's about the fact that it's not a marginal part of the landscape. So a sort of a public ethos was a media benchmark that affected the way affected the way the Globe and Mail reported the news, and even affected the way CTV reported the news. So the pressing desperate need for, you know, some kind of alternative oxygen, which in the States, The Nation or Democracy Now! filled, we didn't have that sense of urgency. It's like, oh, people like this magazine, but, you know, they also really like the CBC, you know? And they also read the Globe and Mail every day. I think that's really changing because, since the period that I was, really involved in alternative press in Canada, there's been so much corporate consolidation. The CBC has been so enfeebled and has also just given up the fight, you know, in just disgraceful ways. Doesn't believe in its own mandate in so many demonstrable ways. That urgency is absolutely there now in Canada, you know. So I think we are seeing a vibrant moment for alternative media, and yeah, it is related to the failures of both our corporate and public media, where you know an issue like just something that you know I'm a little bit involved in would be the debates around Israel-Palestine and these unbelievably McCarthyian developments in attempts to basically ban Israeli Apartheid Week or in discussion of boycott, divestment, and sanctions. This is huge news, and it's barely covered. There is no vibrant debate about it on the CBC, on you know, in the Globe and Mail, and there's such a false consensus that's being created that you desperately need the alternative media to fill that gap, and I think that's true. That was certainly true about the Olympics, where you know you'd hear a little snippet about Olympic protests on CBC, but they wouldn't even explain what the protests were about. It was just protesters clashed with police. So if you wanted to know why they were protesting, you had to look elsewhere. I think alternative media, as corporate media, faces all kinds of crises, financial crises, but also just technological crises. What I see is that alternative media is doing, you know, in many ways better than ever. I was amazed. I was at Democracy Now! Recently. I was doing a fundraiser with Amy, and I went to their new offices, and they've moved to this, you know, fantastic new building, and they're growing. And it's just like, this is kind of interesting that Democracy Now! Is growing and expanding. They went for 2 weeks to Copenhagen. I mean, talk about, that to me was amazing. They were the only they were the only broadcaster that broadcast from Copenhagen, period. They had this plum little studio right in the middle of the conference center because nobody else appeared to want it. You know, BBC had a camera on sticks and they were sending reports, but they had a live studio show every day from Copenhagen, treating this as if it was actually important. that was incredible. I mean, I think their traffic spiked hugely because around the world, this was how you found out what was happening in Copenhagen, and a hell of a lot of people wanted to know what was going on in Copenhagen. So, you know, the more that corporate media fails, the more independent media is gonna fill that gap. But yeah, I was really struck that you know, I don't think you can point to very many other you know, media outlets today that are expanding like that, and you know, moving into you know, new offices and hiring, and so something's going on there. I mean, I wouldn't say that but you know, at the same time, I am really worried about the state of journalism, and just you know, it's expensive to do investigative journalism. It takes a lot of time, and I don't believe that independent media is able to fill that particular gap of just the really time intensive, labor intensive digging that we all rely on. I mean, we all, you know, like there is a symbiotic relationship, whether we want to admit it or not, and there always has been, between what independent, alternative, radical left media does and what like a Seymour Hersh does at the New Yorker, you know, and you know, or even you know what some reporters at the New York Times and the Washington Post do. We rely on their reporting. We rely on them having foreign bureaus, and that is, you know, that's been the first to be cut. So I mean, that's another reason why I think it is really significant that Al Jazeera is coming to Canada. I know I have conflict of interest here. For those of you who don't know, my husband works at Al Jazeera, but you know, he works at Al Jazeera because he believes in Al Jazeera, and so do I. And you know, this is another example of at the same time as so many media organizations are closing their foreign bureaus, along comes Al Jazeera with this crazy idea that they should cover the whole world, and not only that, but the South should cover the South. And they have bureaus, you know, in many of the places where traditional Western media have never even dreamed of opening a bureau. So, you know, Canadians are going to realize the extent to which the CBC has gutted its foreign coverage when they watch Al Jazeera, among other things, among getting a much, much deeper understanding of the Middle East, which we desperately need. I'm sorry, I shouldn't turn this into an ad for Al Jazeera, because that's not independent media, but I really do think that, you know, we are talking about media diversity, you know, being what we need. And there's a kind of a media ecosystem, and there have been some pretty major disruptions in it. Vancouver.mediacoop.ca.